Now, when you need to turn to the medical profession, you do so certainly with an above-average level of trust. As we too often see, that trust is betrayed by a below-average performance resulting in poor treatment and in a larger-than-you-might-imagine number of cases, even death. The primary cause of this failure to patients is healthcare-associated infections. My next guest, along with being the leading expert on the facts about Obamacare, is bringing attention to this healthcare concern as well, along with solutions. There's the other part of the equation. She is the founder and chair of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, health policy expert at the London Center for Policy Research, and an author of a series of books, including BD Obamacare 2014. Good morning, Dr. Betsy McCoy.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be with you because this is a problem that literally affects almost every family. Everyone listening knows a friend or family member who's gotten C. diff. C. diff is a nickname, really, for Clostridium difficile, a difficult word to pronounce,
yes,
and an even more difficult infection to avoid. It's the number one hospital infection now. It has outpaced even the dreaded MRSA. So when you hear about people going into the hospital and then contracting C. diff, here's what they're talking about. It's an infection that causes rampant diarrhea, and it substantially lowers your chances of recovering from the illness that brought you to the hospital and enabling you to go home again. People who contract C. diff in the hospital are 4.5 times as likely to die as a patient admitted with the same diagnosis who doesn't contract C. diff.
What's the primary, just like with any attack on the body, there could be several catalysts for. Is this a result of the condition of the patient, or is it the fault of
the
medical professions?
Well, no, the fact is that people can go in and get C. diff even if they've been hospitalized for the happiest reason of all, to have a baby. Here's what happens. C. diff is caused by inadequate hospital hygiene. The C. diff spore, it's a bacterium with a hard shell around it, so we call it a spore. It is invisibly contaminating the surfaces in the hospital room. It's on the bed rail. It's on the over-the-bed table. It's on the call button and the telephone and the TV monitor and literally every surface in a room. And patients unknowingly pick up that germ on their fingertips when they touch the surfaces, and then their meal tray is delivered and they pick up the apple or the cookie and eat it without cleaning their hands first, and they swallow that germ along with their food. And that's how you get C. diff.
Mentioned Dr. McCoy heads the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths. Their website is hospitalinfection.org, and I give you that website and urge you to go there because among the information you get are links to, and this is one of my complaints, Doctor, certainly you as a former Lieutenant Governor of New York, too, can relate to this. A state's website page has these impossible-to-remember website URLs for specific pages. It always bothered me that a state can't cough up another $8, for example, to have hospital infection rate nj.org for, you know, to get someone easier to a hospital information page for a specific state. But nevertheless, over at hospitalinfection.org, there are links to just about every state who does some at least respectable reporting. Although, again, Doctor, I pulled up the New Jersey report just now, and it's frustrating because these are, as you describe, urgent. This is urgent information that patients and even medical staff need to understand, yet the most recent stats in New Jersey are basically ranging between 2010 and 2012.
That's right. Well, even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, which should be called the Centers for Denial and Confusion,
yes,
even their data are very outdated. It's really quite shocking that the primary agency in this country responsible for preventing the spread of infectious disease has data that's 2 or 3 or 4 years old. They can tell you how many people contracted Ebola last month, but they can't tell you how many people have some of the most serious hospital infections or other terrible things that are happening in our country right now, such as this very severe strain of influenza. But getting back to C. diff for a second, there are things that your listeners can do, and the most important is this. If you're going to the hospital to visit someone you love, forget bringing the candy or the flowers. Bring a canister of bleach wipes and a pair of gloves. and wipe those surfaces around the patient's bed. Wipe the bed rail yourself. Wipe the over-the-bed table, the telephone, the call button, the IV pole. And when the nurse isn't looking, even wipe that computer keyboard that's in the room, because C. diff is on all those surfaces, and that is how your loved one will get C. diff. The Mayo Clinic did a very important study several years ago. Robert Ornstein, a doctor at the Mayo Clinic, said, I'm going to eliminate C. diff. Well, he almost did. Here's what he did. He had the surfaces right around the patient's bed wiped once a day with a Clorox bleach wipe, and he reduced C. diff 79%. Wow. So why isn't every hospital in the country doing that?
Dr. Betsy McCoy, who heads the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, hospitalinfection.org, BetsyMcCoy.com on the web. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I can take an assumption, doctor, that maybe due to extensive extra cost for care because of these healthcare-associated infections.
Believe it or not, that is not the reason, and I'll tell you why. Because these infections are so costly to treat, and the major government payers like Medicare no longer reimburse hospitals for treating these infections. So hospitals are losing their shirts on these infections. They are losing money on these infections. They have every economic incentive to protect patients from these infections. And one of the things my organization does is to work with hospitals to see how much more financially successful they can be by reducing these infections. It's in their best interest as well as in the patient's best interest.
And again, information being the key, and I refer again to hospitalinfection.org and that links page, because it reveals a sad fact that I mentioned New Jersey. New Jersey is one of only 26 states to do any kind of reporting of any level.
Yes, well, now we're up to 31,
okay.
Believe it or not. My organization is working very hard to get more and more states to make this information available, because if you have to go to the hospital, you should be able to find out which hospital in your own area has the worst or best infection rate.
And again, I'm just pulled up, and this is, again, granted 2010 stats. And this is a point you make, too, on your website, too, Dr. McCoy. The most well-known name isn't always going to be the best hospital. And for an example, I'll bring up Deborah Heart and Lung Center, very well-known throughout New Jersey. They do a huge radio and TV campaign. Their hospital surgical site infection rates is ranked higher than the national average.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and sometimes these hospitals have higher than average infection rates because they're academic hospitals that treat seriously ill patients, and that means that the patient has more devices, more urinary tract catheters, central lines, ventilators, things that encourage infection. But that's really no excuse, because almost all these infections are preventable. I did want to make one other suggestion besides using the bleach wipes. And that is, if you have a loved one in the hospital or you're in there yourself, make sure that you clean your hands thoroughly, wipe your hands well before touching your food, because you won't get C. diff if you don't swallow that spore, that C. diff germ. You know, doctors and nurses, you hear them often blaming C. diff on the fact that you're on antibiotics. Well, antibiotics do make you more vulnerable to the symptoms of C. diff, but the fact is you can be on all the antibiotics in the world and you won't get C. diff if that spore is not in your gastrointestinal system.
And as they say, information is power, and when it comes to medical care, speak up to your medical professionals and hospital staff when there is a concern as well. And when you think you're doing something that's right and someone is trying to prevent you from doing that, quite frankly, put up a fight, because it's in your best interest to protect you, yourself, and your loved one as best as possible. And for that information aspect, hospitalinfection.org. And you have a word,
we're there to help you. We have excellent brochures that we're willing to send out to you with 15 steps you can take to protect yourself from a hospital infection. We're just a resource. We want you to have all the information you need to make that hospital stay as safe as possible.
And if you're listening on the stream and yours is one of those states that does not do the reporting, do a little pushing and shoving of your elected officials to make that change as well, through the help of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, hospitalinfection.org on the web, BetsyMcCoy.com, her books including All That You Need to Know About What's Still to Come with Obamacare, and unfortunately there is still the more to come, and that's the sad part. As you'll find out with your taxes this year, there's a little tease for you too this year. Betsy McCoy, thanks so much for all the work that you do to make us smarter.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.